I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Handsome Live. Welcome to another edition of Brown Holy Water. Hope everybody is having a productive day, positive day. You know, I just came back from the park with the kid, with the children. You know, ran around in the rain and stuff. Yeah, started raining on me and shit. They good. They gonna get sick. They be alright though. What's going on? How's everybody feeling today?
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. Shout out to everybody that came out last night to my R&B and what was it last night? It was hip hop meet reggae joint volume one. You know, we're gonna do once a month volume one hip hop. It was definitely fire, it was popping. Shout out to all the birthday girls that came out to do their thing, they busted up, did their thing.
See a nice video, Christine.
I mean, so you know, it's a lot of stuff going on, but all I can tell you right now, Sunday, June 9th, the Brown Holy Water season finale.
The movie.
Party. Make sure you get your tickets. I'm going to drop the link in the comments right now. Shaboy!
Should call that shit Endgame.
My feet hurt and are swollen, but I still made it. It's Auntie Tanya, guys. My feet hurt. I had a long day at work.
You got slippers on.
Because my feet hurt.
Feet swole up?
They swole up. I take them on my shoes.
I think we have a fourth person in the building today.
This nigga said, I think.
Yeah,
what's
I don't
up?
Know.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Hey, Danny, welcome back.
Hello, La. How are you?
I'm all right, man. It's good. Things could be better, but...
You're living. That's all that matters.
That's what it is, man.
I mean...
It's good to be around family.
We have questions.
You fight...
Everybody, we'll get to that later.
If y'all don't know, we ain't really pushing this stuff. We gonna do a hot seat later, you know.
Yeah.
For the people, yeah. So definitely we gonna drop the number in the comments. We want the fans to call up too. Everybody's involved here, man. This is a big family we got going on. So we gonna answer all the questions and stuff. We ain't gonna leave everybody out. But before we get to that, Auntie, let us know the tea for the week.
Arya dies in episode 2 of Game of Thrones.
Wow, that's not what you're supposed to do. Is that the truth?
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
It may or may not. Arya dies in episode 2 of Game of Thrones. First up.
That's a spoiler? Like, nobody's seen it yet?
Nah, it's allegedly a April Fool's joke. It may or may not be true, but I'm just dropping it.
When I finally start watching it, I'm probably going to be tight as you just said that.
Why spoilers affect you that much? Like, you were one of those
spoilers. It's like if somebody tell me what happened in Endgame right now, I'll be tight.
I want to fight somebody.
I won't even talk to them no more. I'll really end the friendship right now. That's probably the biggest movie about to come out.
Facts.
And if somebody like got a bootleg, like, I'll be tight if somebody tried to tell me. I need to see that in the movies. All 3 hours, no piss breaks in the movie.
Facts.
But guys.
Some of my friends said she wearing a diaper. Anyway, we had this was a pretty decent week. First and foremost, Jussie Smollett is being sued by the Chicago Police Department because he did not want to pay the first fine they gave him of $130,000 for the overtime they had to pay the cops for investigating his case. He refused to pay it, so now what's happening is he just may pay a lot more than that because they're taking it to court. I don't know why he didn't pay in the first place, but okay. What is y'all niggas doing?
Sharing the link.
Yeah, I was actually.
You lying. You were sharing shit.
I know. I'm just lying. Well, hold on. All right, run that back. Jussie Smollett something. Whenever you say his name, I just zone out because I'm just tired of that shit.
Listen.
He beat his charge, and what he do now?
He's getting sued by Chicago Police Department.
How's he getting sued by the police department?
For wasting their time.
How? And they dropped the charges. Shouldn't he be suing them?
Listen, they're suing him first. I think maybe they're trying to get in front of it. But he was originally fined $130,000 for the overtime that was due to the cops for them investigating his case, and it got dropped. So now they're suing him for not paying the $130,000 he didn't want to pay.
You know what that sound like? It sound like some underlying shit going on. Because how you get your charges dropped and the person you supposed to be suing sues you? You know, for like, that's basically a false arrest.
No, but right? I think you can't, like, he can't sue them now, I think.
He could counter sue for something, but it's just going to be, long and messy. But it seems like the police department
wouldn't be able to counter sue until that's over. Until that, because it's some kind of law.
Can't you
like
do it?
That.
Can't you do it at the same time? You can counter sue while it's going on.
Yeah, like
somebody's
like,
gonna
like,
win.
Like we can't both put order protections on each other. You understand? It can only go one way.
You can't
then go, all right, I won't put one on them black. No, you can't
do
like
that.
So yeah, it's something like that. But fuck that nigga. Yo, it's hot in motherfucking here. Just let y'all know. It's bumming.
I don't know why y'all wearing hoodies anyway.
I don't wear a coat. It's my winter coat.
Half your coat outside parked.
Yeah. Nigga. Heat of seats.
Yeah, I know I'm happy about this, right? But my girl Wendy Williams filed for her divorce this week. She officially filed for her divorce. She's gonna stop the pretending. This is step one. I'm still interested in how the fuck she's gonna spin it. She still hasn't told us what's really going on. You know, we're all sitting waiting, we're peeled. I'm watching it every day. I can't wait for her to drop that bomb and see how her PR is set up, because you know she is strict in her public relations, but I really want to see how she spins it. But I'm glad if what the rumors we heard are true, if more than likely are, but if they are true, I am truly happy that she is getting out. It's been 22 years. At least half of that has been miserable. Her health is deteriorating. She's in a safe house. You know, she's back. She's fighting, going back on drugs, fighting, going back on alcohol. They're saying that he was also physically abusive, and it goes to the office.
There's no proof of that.
It's alleged. It's alleged. This is coming out from staff and sources. It's alleged. Then he also has he had a side mission for 10 years.
He gets half.
Bro, we don't know if there's a prenup. I haven't heard if there's a prenup.
He gets half. That's it.
How are we getting half?
They're married. He gets half. That's it. The same way y'all was just applauding. Jeff Bezos and shit. My son getting half. That's it. Don't care if he got a baby on the side and the whole relationship. He get half. That's how that go. That's how that go.
You don't know if they got the prenup.
She said, "Can I have privacy in this matter as I go through my divorce?"
Get the fuck out of here! Ain't none of that.
She said that.
I'm not giving.
She
her
released
no
a
way.
Statement and said
no
that.
Way.
Yes,
on
she
her
did.
Ass. No, I'm on her ass.
She's crazy.
There's Send no
half.
Way.
She's Send crazy.
Man, cut that check. Cut that check. Send half.
And she got to pay the child support.
He deserve
for
it.
For
yeah.
The side baby.
I think she might end up paying him alimony, which would be fucked up.
He fuck around and get both.
Yeah,
he fuck around and get both.
And plus, he's an executive. Plus, he's also
lifestyle.
Plus, he's also an executive producer of her show. So I don't know how they're gonna not work together. It's more likely to be a thing.
He up right now. I'm about to send him a friend request.
Fuck Kevin, son.
Have him come to the party. Son.
Wow, chick's been doing this shit
fuck
forever.
Kevin,
this niggas already working on having mental breakdowns.
Women be so much hypocrites. They applaud it.
Women like that deserve what she about to get.
Yeah, they applaud it.
What did she cheat on?
Been going through shit for years.
She deserves a nigga to cheat on her.
How she deserve a nigga to cheat on what she did?
Because
what she did,
she interferes with everybody else's relationship by spilling tea and ruining people's shit. So karma come back to bite you in the ass.
But
that
energy
you put out gonna come back for
all
you.
All she does is
you can't
talk
dodge
about
it.
People though. She's not putting her hands in
it. It don't matter. By spreading people's business, it's hurtful.
All right.
It's hurtful. She got a job by being malicious, basically.
That's a fact.
And throwing shade
what
and shit
I,
like
what
that.
What I say is her karma is how the girl, the video I sent y'all guys with the blogger who exposed her, when she exposed Sharina's room number and all that shit and really put it out, they came with hard receipts. That I say is definitely karma, because now you can't hide your shit. The world is finding out. But
You can't ask for privacy either. That's quiet for
that. Why can't she ask for privacy?
Come
she
on,
don't
son.
Give nobody else privacy.
Because she don't give nobody privacy.
Yeah.
Somebody has something. Somebody gets caught cheating. Somebody can ask for privacy. She
no,
was
but
first
that's like you know what
show.
It's like.
And she like this. Mm-hmm.
That's like mm-hmm. that's like the
and allegedly like the fuck. Out of so you gotta get all.
She
that
gave
shit
R.
Back.
Kelly privacy when R. Kelly sat down with her and told her his business.
Nah, you gotta get everything.
She be giving people.
You know that's just like it's like you know like sometimes chicks be getting they get in a little relationship they start going crazy on fucking Facebook then they break up and fucking deactivate. No, bitch, tell me the story.
I want to know.
I
want to know. You just happy.
I'm liking pictures and shit. What the fuck
she
you talking about?
She was telling other girls to get a man, do like, better. Now like, you broke her nasty quiet.
You got all kind of dates and plates now. What the fuck you talking
come
about?
Back
I want
to
know what the fuck going on. Yeah.
Come back to the grand quiet.
Yeah, now
you gotta keep
quiet
the same
talking
energy.
About, huh?
That's it. You got to keep the same energy.
I'm just glad Wendy's getting out.
Energy. That's
I'm glad she's getting out.
The same energy.
That's me.
I am
if I do some shit like that, I'm going to be the one dressing. Yo, my bitch cheated on me, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She got caught in the hotel.
If I was single and deactivated, they would be tight. So
yo, you got to face the news.
You
like,
got to. You have to. You got to get ahead of it. It's just like Tank said.
Get ahead of it.
Get ahead of this, brother.
Yo, listen,
but
man.
Even if you deactivate, when you come back, it's still going to be waiting because they're waiting for you.
Yeah,
so when you come back,
they
either way, they're going to be like, so
get,
what happened?
Get ahead of it.
They're going to be on your ass. So that's why Wendy Williams can't go and want privacy all of a sudden. No, you don't get
but
that
she also
privacy.
Make her own
problem.
Make your make all that a hot topic. She should dedicate a show to herself and talk to her
she
fans.
Probably you know she's sensitive though.
You can't how you be sensitive talking
she,
shit
you
about
never
everybody
see her
else
crying on the show. Exact, that's how it be like she
nah
was super
and that's
sensitive.
What's wrong with the world
she was just crying
when you dish
she
out you gotta be able to get
back on the show
cause she retired she was crying cause she got beat up yeah you can't be shitting on everybody else and somebody throw a fart at you now you wanna cry get out of here. Get all that.
If anybody is able to throw a fart, get away from that person. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird. You feel me? Get away from
I'm
that
I'm still
person.
Following up on this shit. Y'all know I've been following up for weeks. I'm still following up. So we're going to see what's next. Soulja Boy was arrested. Nothing great. Well, he's on parole and he was in the house and there was ammunition in the house, so he got arrested because there's ammunition in the house. I'm trying to understand why a grown man who knows he's on parole is around motherfuckers with ammunition. There
Ooh,
were no
soldier.
Arms, Soulja Boy.
Soldier
there were no arms.
He's on parole?
Yeah, he's on parole.
I didn't know that.
Wait. Parole don't parole lasts for years, you know.
He on probation, you mean? Parole mean you went upstate.
Okay. He's in parole. He's
for
in
what
probation.
Did he do? For what? Like, what was his first offense, you know?
Wasn't it he got that fight with
I don't know.
I don't want to say the wrong thing, but he's definitely
Did
on probation.
Draco on probation?
He was on probation.
I think a certified
about nothing
shooter.
Yeah, but he's. I think that's dumb, son. Like, how the hell you sit in the house doing dumb shit when you know the law is on your ass?
Yo,
a lot of people do that. Speaking of which,
people don't care about the law.
What you about to bring it to? Because I want to see
know,
if
you're
going to transition to
you
the
know
next
I'm gonna transition
one.
To.
Let me see.
So, So Nipsey Hussle's friend?
Yeah, it's crazy. That's crazy.
You're in my head. You're in my head. Stay out of my head. So Nipsey Hussle's friend, the one that, you know, was the reason he came out of his house March 31st to get him some clothes and whatever because he just came home. He's actually back in jail because of Nipsey's death. More or less, he violated his parole. Let's say right now, right?
Yeah, he's in parole.
He violated his parole because he was in the presence of a gang member.
Dirty wow. game.
Wow.
Because he went to go hang out with Nipsey. Nipsey is like.
Nipsey is a rolling,
rolling
60. This is a
crit.
Fact. This is a fact.
And
Nipsey
he got,
was a rolling 60. He was definitely an active gang member, not a gang banger. And because of that situation, even though Nipsey died, Nipsey was actually doing something good for him. He is back in jail. People have ran the books. They checked his number. He is booked. He is back
you,
in fucking jail.
You also
and
get
he's
violated
also
for
shot.
Getting shot. You get violated for getting
oh,
shot.
Oh, he's one of the dudes that got shot.
Definitely yeah, he's one of the dudes that got shot. You get violated for getting shot. It's police contact type shit. Because
wow.
they got to come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that's crazy.
It's just, wow. it was horrible. Speaking of Nipsey, he had a really beautiful homegoing ceremony.
Thanks.
It was streamed live on BET and other channels. Very emotion-filled. Day, everybody had beautiful things to say about him. Everybody had.
I had a little issue
with the clothes.
I had a little issue with it. I ain't gonna lie. I just felt like
what's up with you, man?
Nah, cause I just felt like, yo, when it come to like Easter Sunday, when it come to church, when it come to job interviews, these broke motherfuckers go find themselves a shirt and tie, and all of a sudden you know all the media outlets is gonna cover this shit. You know it's at the Staples Center. This is some big shit. Like, this ain't no little shit. This is big time. 20,000 motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Why you got on a Nike Tech? Why you got on Vapor Max? Why you got on Fashion Nova fucking club outfits to go to a funeral?
Is it proper?
Love is love. Because nah, love is love.
It's not proper attire to come.
Everybody showed respect with suits. LeBron and them had on suits.
But you ain't got a... it's no proper attire for...
It is
for
there definitely is proper attire.
Man.
But if somebody... If people are paying respect, people want to come and pay their respects, they heard some... Well, it's not heard, but if somebody wants to pass and say, I just want to see you one last time, I'm sure you're the family, my love, and whatever... Come, let them come as they are. That's all.
It's a difference between the local funeral and a big, like, this was a
who had
big,
on a Nike Tech?
Well, mad people was dressed regular daggler. Like, they was just dressed like they were just outside moving. Like, yo, after this, we're going to go to, like, what the fuck, my nigga? Like, to me, it was like they were there for the wrong reason. Mm. Like,
what you
was there to see them, but you wasn't really... You was there hoping you bumped into somebody, or you was just going because it was available to you. You wasn't really there.
What stream was you watching?
I was watching the BET one.
Oh, I was watching CNN.
I was watching BET and TMZ. I was watching both.
I was watching it on YouTube.
Because one of them was just showing outside. They were just showing everybody walking up, trying to get in line.
Everything I seen was just the stage. Like, what I was watching, it was just the stage. They didn't
They showed the outside first, for like an hour. They just showed people mm-hmm. outside. And I'm just like, oh, one dude had on a flag. He had on a whole Jamaican flag. Like, he was going to Juve.
Jamaican still wild. I probably missed
flag,
that part.
But it doesn't matter.
Nah.
You coming to show love. My friend will come as you are, man. Fuck it. Just show love. Don't spit on me. You know what I'm saying? Just show me love, man.
Why somebody spit on you?
I'm just saying. You never know, man.
Go get a suit.
Now, you ain't got to get a suit to come in my shit, man. Come as you are, man.
Do the right thing. Act like you do for the job.
I think family, okay. But, like, other people who just come in to show their respects.
It's showing respect. It's showing love.
Because they in and out. The family, though, that's different. They got to see it through the whole situation. But some people, they come to funerals, they pay their respects, and then they bounce. So it ain't really nothing about getting
dressed. Some people come on their lunch break. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm just coming to show love. You're
10 o'clock in the morning, son.
Just, niggas get early lunch.
That was good.
You got to work at 5 in the morning, huh?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
So anybody had a favorite part of the funeral? It sounds bad to say favorite part, but anybody had like...
Snoop Dogg was good. Best part.
Yeah, his mother, her level of shrimp, son.
And the brother.
The brother, I ain't gonna lie, the brother had me teary. Lauren and the kids, and his mother, like, just because she just added just more light to it, like, just her level of strength and just, like, you know what I mean, just getting through it and being able to be strong for everybody else. But his brother, definitely, I loved his speech. Snoop was trying to hold it together.
And I feel like a lot
much.
Of people...
What Snoop said?
Like,
I ain't see all that.
Snoop said... Nipsey Hussle is the result of having a good father in your life.
A lot of people were using his mom to jump past his dad. Like, first of all, if you saw the montage, it was his dad making all of those videos.
Yeah.
It's his dad's roots he went back to in Africa. Yeah. Yeah. His father mm-hmm. is more or less because of his religion and his beliefs. He's not a talkative person.
Mm-hmm.
The mother was more talking, but the father, you could tell he had that presence. It was intense. And you know he definitely did have a strong and a steady role in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I don't think I would say English is his first language, but of course you could tell he does speak a native tongue. Mm-hmm. And when he went up to the station, he was talking like he was just very reserved and calm. He had a strong presence, and I love the fact that his father is who he was. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lot of him in his father as well.
Yeah.
Because he was very well put together and very conscious and aware when he was here, and I see that in his dad
mm-hmm.
as much as I saw him in his mom as well.
Like, his father just took him everywhere. Like, his father mm-hmm. just made sure that he was in touch with
mm-hmm.
like his other side. Like, where did mm-hmm. they go to Africa? Where did mm-hmm. they went somewhere? But that was dope too. Yeah, you're right.
Fathers are very important.
The entire, and mind you, from the time he was small until he was until his early 20s, his father's behind the camera filming him the entire time. Yeah. So take fucking pics and videos of your goddamn kids. Yeah. Document them. Be there.
Yeah. Even if you only see him once a month.
Fathers are very important.
They are.
So
you
gotta do that.
I had a dad.
My dad. You still got your dad.
I spoke to my dad.
Been growing up, man. Shout out to my pop.
And then you see, and you saw, y'all saw how words of fucking affirmation come back, because that text message that Lauren had sent him on January 21st was a text message full of affirmation.
Yep.
Full of affirmation and how she felt and thankfulness. Yeah. And the thing about what I liked about it is that he died knowing exactly how she felt and knowing he was loved. A lot of people, you know, we love by implementation, love full, love hard, love openly, love honestly, and let the person you are in love with know you love them.
Yeah, that was a
say it in words,
heartfelt text message she sent him. Mm-hmm. Man.
Facts. Yeah. While he was sleeping, like that was crazy.
He imagine waking up to that, waking as a man, waking up to that your woman doing just reading,
just
that.
Admiring you.
You just answer K. And keep it going.
And tell me why the world went crazy because Nipsey said he burned sage. Listen, motherfucker, stop. Don't play with the spirits. Don't play with the ancestors. Nobody can just wake up and just start burning sage and doing spiritual shit.
Facts.
Research what you're doing and align yourself with your beliefs. The mother, she ain't called Jesus or Jehovah. She called the ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And she sends him off the Eritrean way and she called her Ashi. That is a different type of religion. Y'all don't start fucking with it. I love you guys are inspired to get connected, but just don't.
But they gotta relax. No, people
shit.
Gotta relax though on some real G shit, because I don't know. Like, I just was seeing so much people like using Nipsey to put down all their exes.
Bro,
and shit like that.
Son.
People using Lauren to put that. And I'm like, yo, what's wrong with y'all?
Because they gotta
like,
understand.
No, y'all gotta relax.
No, they gotta understand that everybody, like people were saying that they want a Nipsey, but at the end of the day, him and Lauren have a connection. That's why she has a Nipsey.
And
Nipsey wasn't a Nipsey with somebody else.
She said, we were not perfect.
They went through some shit.
They
also broke up. Exactly. They did break up.
They did break up.
So people was like, stressing it. And I'm like, I see people really putting down men like
that's a regular
like,
relationship.
I want
man.
A Nipsey. Like, first of all,
regular.
You probably got Nipsey.
That's
don't want
what
fight
I'm saying.
For him,
you
saying?
Probably have. I say y'all scroll past Nipseys every fucking day on y'all timeline.
Yep.
That relationship. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay, Hermias.
Yeah. Oh, so, yes. Don't name your babies that neither. Like, save yourself.
I'm naming my child Marishala. I'm still on that. Sorry.
What is that?
Marishala Ali.
Yeah, you can keep that. Don't worry.
That's a female
baby. Marshall Ali, the guy from Moonlight, the one I'm obsessed with, the tall, dark guy.
I don't be
guy.
Knowing actors' real names.
Oh, the gay dude.
The one that played the gay actor, the one.
Oh,
Marshall,
gotcha.
That's my baby son. The one from Green Book.
Green, all right.
That nigga, Marshall
Ali. I didn't really like the Green Book shit, but yeah.
Apparently, he's Nico's stunt double, or Nico is his stunt double. That's what they say.
I hope that's what you're saying.
He not
that's
saying
what, that's what Nico's saying.
I
tell
posted
Marshall
Ali
tonight.
And I said I posted Marshall Ali and people's like, nigga, like that is Nico. Like
that's
not
nice.
Maybe I have a type, maybe I don't, but that's my child's name.
That okay.
That's okay. My child. You know?
I mean, we're okay with that. You're okay with that, La?
I'm perfectly fine. Marshall is. What was I gotta take care of?
That's a fact.
What else you got?
Nah, that was it, Sam. I babbled enough.
All right. That was a good wrap up. Again, fuck that. R.I.P. Nip.
R.I.P. Nip.
But yeah, we have some topics and stuff, but it's Danny's welcoming party, so we haven't done this in a while, so
yeah.
We're going to open up the lines, y'all. We're going to start up this hot seat today. If you don't know what the hot seat is, you can call up.
Mm-hmm.
You can even comment questions. I'll pull up questions from from the comments, you know.
Y'all got some questions for
every,
me?
Every question she don't want to answer, she takes a shot of the Yave Jalapeno. Yave, tequila, shout out to the sponsor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Only and drink Yave. We don't drink nothing else, baby, baby.
And that's it. Let's go. Somebody dropped the phone number too. I don't know the phone number.
I don't know the phone number. Tanya knows.
516-900-2278. How can you forget that?
I couldn't tell you what underwear I had on yesterday.
Shut up.
I'm dead ass.
I could start it off.
Let's go. Hot seat. Call up. Put it in the comments.
Start it off for y'all.
2278.
Danny, what are you doing back? We're going back. Last we seen you, it wasn't the best of you. What are you doing back? Why are you back here?
Did she have a cup?
Because y'all want me back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, hold on. No, hold on. Don't answer that yet. Hold on.
917.
Let me get you a nice little cup.
Didn't you say that?
Get you situated. Okay, Danny, talk to me. Why are you back here?
Because y'all want me back.
Because what?
Y'all want me back.
Because we want you back?
Mm-hmm. Next question.
You got to make a drink.
Yeah, we got to pour your drink.
That's the answer. Y'all asked me how to answer, so y'all can't tell me how to answer.
No, but you gotta tell the truth. You don't tell the truth, you gotta
But drink. But why am I back? Because we had a conversation and I came back. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Danny, you're not telling the truth.
What am I supposed to say?
Tell the truth.
Because we had a conversation.
No, you are back because you missed us and you reached out
y'all
to us.
Y'all missed us. I mean, y'all missed me. What Jesus. Are you talking about? We missed each other. How about that?
Just drink.
Why am I drinking? I'm not lying.
Take a little shot.
I don't like that.
That's
shit.
Crazy.
How y'all don't like? How
that's
you don't
crazy.
Tell
that's
me
that's
how to answer?
I'm
not lying.
Danny, yes, we have you back, but you're back. You're supposed to talk about yourself and why you're back.
Yeah, that's it.
Why am I supposed to say?
You're drinking. You're drunk.
How? Drink a little bit of that. Drink a little bit of that.
We're voting you drinking.
Just start off. Take a little sip. Start off with that.
First of all, I'm not lying.
Okay.
Just start off with that.
I heard you.
I'm not lying, Danny, so I'm not.
You can't answer for everybody.
The way the game go, you got to drink now.
I can't answer for everybody.
So you're lying then. It's a lie.
I had a conversation with Black.
No.
I had
Danny,
a conversation.
Can you drink some of this?
Drink. I'm not happy.
Yeah, we don't even want to hear that answer anymore.
Dude.
No. A little bit more than that. Come on.
First of all, I'm not lying, though. Can I get the pineapple juice?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a splash of that. Too.
Pineapple juice with a shot.
First of all, I don't drink, so.
Tell the truth, all this motherfucker.
I am telling the truth. What is the truth?
Tell the truth,
that's
all you got to do, motherfucker, man.
Anybody else got a question for us? Cause I got a few.
Yeah, you go. I still want my mind.
So you came back.
I have a question. Like, fuck that.
Go ahead, La. Go off, La.
On the last show, a lot of people didn't see, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like an issue with Black and Tanya. Do you still have an issue with Black and Tanya?
There wasn't an issue with Tanya. There was an issue with Black, and no, I don't have an issue with anybody. We resolved our issues.
Is that true?
I believe that's what it is. I believe so.
Okay. All right. That's my question. So it was one problem, no issues anywhere.
Yeah, me and Black talk.
Got you. And just for the record, she really didn't have an issue with me. She had an issue with herself.
No, I really had an issue with Black, and we knew we had an issue with Black.
The way she was thinking about herself, because at the end of the day, they come back to them live niggas, like real Coney Island niggas. Like, nobody really leaves us, you know what I mean? They might exit
y'all
for
know what
bit,
it is.
And they go around the Flatbush or whatever and realize it ain't it. They go to Queens and shit, realize it ain't it.
Yeah. I just caught that, sir.
They come back.
First of all, let's just make it clear. Me and Black had our issues. Black know there was an issue. But we spoke. We spoke for 3 hours. And we squashed our issues.
Danny had a miscommunication with herself. And Black had to help you.
Danny provided facts.
Black is a counselor. Black had to help you, guide you, give you some therapy.
Okay.
Season you up.
Okay.
And get you back out there. And now you're.
That's the story we're rolling with. Okay.
And now you're feeling
better. Are you an emotional person?
No.
What?
Take a shot.
No.
Yo, come on,
take a
man.
Shot.
I'm not doing? An emotional. If what? I was an emotional person, y'all would see the emotions all the time.
We
no.
see your emotions all the time.
No, y'all don't.
Man, you talking to me. We being honest here.
I am being honest. I'm not an emotional person.
Stop. Hold on, stop. Define emotional.
To me, emotional person is a person who always have like an issue or who always has something to say or who always is just throwing out emotion. I'm not an emotional person. But if you keep poking me, you're going to get my emotion. Bottom line, I'm not an emotional person. If that's the case, I will always have an issue.
You kind of always have
an issue. No, I don't.
What is this? I am emotional. You have to.
Black is emotional.
Who wants to live without emotion?
I didn't say that I don't have emotions. I'm not an emotional person.
Though. I have emotions. I like some, to express
I've been
them.
Called heartless. So.
No.
I never seen
no. No, Danny, you're not a thug.
I didn't say I wasn't a thug. I didn't say I have emotions. I said I've been cold.
You ain't no killer, nigga. You's a regular degler. You ain't no shooter, my nigga. You ain't hitting nothing. That's a fact. You know what I mean?
Yo, call up, y'all. Y'all can call up with questions
what
too.
What is this new haircut that you got going on?
It's called the fade.
It's a fade.
It's a light. It's not a shade fade, but it's a fade with a part. In a good lineup.
So you want to think like a man and
no, I just want to show that I have a hairline because some men don't have one. So you know, I like to show
true.
That I have one.
This is true.
And
this
guess what? True. They can never get it back. No, but you still
they can't get the waves
right?
either.
Right? They never can get it back.
Are you still single?
Yes, kinda.
Ooh, that's two answers. We gotta elaborate.
Nah,
on
it's
this
one
kinda.
Question per.
But you gotta elaborate because you said you gave us two answers. You said kinda, yes, and kinda. Are you single? Or are you not? Because there's men watching. I'm pretty sure they're interested. They want to know whether or not they could DM you later on. So
I'm seeing
single?
Somebody.
Oh,
Dating.
Is he from Brooklyn?
No.
Oh shit! You went to Queens.
I went where I went.
Oh shit! Okay.
Oh, you want to go?
So if you could go back and redo just everything, would you do it the exact way?
Would I do it the exact way? No.
Why?
Because I let my emotions get the best of me in public.
Says the non-emotional person.
I'm not. But that doesn't mean just because. All right, listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's be clear.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
She
I don't feel
cheated, but she's not a cheater.
Oh yeah.
So.
I know. Facts. Seesaw. We know the seesaw.
But if I could change it, yeah, I would handle it a different way. But it happened. There ain't nothing I could do about it.
I have a question. You just mentioned black poking the bear. Whatever. Use the phrase.
Uh huh.
What topic was the poking? What topic set you off?
I didn't like how black was talking to me. That's how it started. Talking crazy. There was no topics that took me off.
Can I live in my mind? Black never said your name. He's speaking in general.
Who gives a fuck? Then, I know. We all know how black is.
I don't.
Black is never gonna speak somebody's
black
name.
Black is in a room.
I'm sorry.
Black is
we
not
all,
there.
I know how you are. He's asking the question. That's why
no,
I'm saying
no,
black.
You don't.
I just want to know what was the topic?
Stop.
What was the topic
there
that was a trigger for you?
There was no topic that was a trigger. What
then
started
what
me?
Was
hold
the poke?
On. Can you?
There you go. That's a 2-part question, girl. The mic is yours.
Now listen. None of the topics was the problem. Mm-hmm. Black been poking a little bit over a course of time. We spoke about this. You can deny it, but we spoke about this, and I had my receipts, and I told you, like, the counters. We had a conversation, but what happened was I didn't like how Black was talking to me. Me and Black already were on a little fence about things. So, for like, one thing I don't like, there's a certain, like, you can't talk to me any type of way, but... Wow. I felt like Black was, you know, being a little extra, and that was the first trigger. But it wasn't what Black, it wasn't the topics. It was what I felt Black was implying. So that pissed me off. But there you go. But we spoke about it, like I said.
So
like it was a little undertow.
Wait. So you basically is it? Hold on, I'm gonna word this right.
She jumped out
you,
the window.
I didn't jump out.
I just don't know. You identified with something he said that wasn't directly at you?
It was definitely directed.
Did he say your name?
He don't have to say my name. I don't care. Like y'all said, subs are meant to be caught.
Are they?
Yeah, they
I don't
are.
Think they are.
I think they are because...
Subs supposed to miss because the person,
no,
if they
not.
Really want to say it to you, say it to you. They're supposed to be missed. Right?
No, they're not supposed to be missed.
Yes.
But my thing is, if I know you're trying to be funny, I'm going to address you to show your character.
Black, you have a question?
I'm always extra, so I'm a little lost at that.
You always extra. But this is the thing, because you're always extra, you can say that I'm always extra. You're not going to own up to what you do, because I know what you do, Black. Yes, I do. Can we stop?
No, let's get to the bottom of it.
What do I know? I spoke to you every single day, Black. I know how you move. We used to speak every single day.
No, I'm asking a question. Where do you know me from?
I know you from Brooklyn. From Coney Island.
You don't know me, son.
I know how you move.
You just seen me.
I know how you move. I know you work at you.
I was a very fly dude getting
money. Oh my gosh.
Am I lying?
I don't know. I don't know whether you was getting money or not. I wasn't in your life.
Getting money. I was a live wire. And you just wanted to be a part of that aura. You wanted...
I got a question.
Okay.
I want to address that show to make sure that show is cleared up. On that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
During one of the topics, it was a general conversation, but you directed an insult to Tanya.
It's an insult.
To Tanya.
It's an insult.
Basically, yeah. Like, it was a general conversation. You'd be like, you do it all the time. Like,
how is that an insult? We do that. Everybody does that on this platform. So, how is that an insult?
That, if we talk in general, and I'd be like, you do it. I'm pointing at you.
He told me I want to act like a man. Is that an insult?
What? He's talking to you.
All right.
He's talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but me and her were having a conversation. I was talking to her and I said the same thing to Black.
Did you really feel like she pushed down people?
Yeah.
Black people,
yeah.
Yeah.
How?
That's another question.
On a comeback?
But then that just means we're going backwards, because I said how on the show.
Yes.
Said how on the show?
How?
Yeah, I did. She did on the show. That means we're going backwards. And we're supposed to be going forward.
We're going backwards on
that show. I don't remember.
I did.
I
watch
asked
it.
How. I literally said how.
And watch it, and I told you.
But the show is deleted.
Well, they got the footage. As
what?
We going backwards or we going forward? Yeah,
we should go forward.
This is forward, though.
No,
it is.
It was addressed already behind the scenes. We moving forward.
That's, it wasn't addressed.
Who cares?
She cares.
I don't.
Drink.
No.
Take a shot.
That's the second question. You got one
that
question.
That was her question. That was
my, that wasn't her
said,
question. She didn't
I ask. Asked a question. Then she said how. So that was another question. You didn't answer her question.
And I said, we're not going backwards.
Hey, that's a shot.
I answered you.
No, it's not.
That's not a shot. I said, if you go into...
You don't want to go.
I answered it.
Then you have to.
I don't want to go backwards. I answered it. How you do it, go into the group and see the drama that you create, and then you can, then that's your answer right there. I'm moving right along. I just answered it.
Right?
I just answered it.
I'm going to take a shot.
I just answered it.
Take a shot.
I just answered it.
They need a smooth way out of this.
I just answered it. You just asked me how. I said, if you go into the group and you see how you cause drama or how you create certain things in the background. Okay, so that's my personal.
You too.
That's my personal opinion, and I don't cause drama.
I don't cause drama, but
like I said, I just answered it.
Y'all both be very like, it'd be like red pill or blue pill. It don't be flowers and fucking
leaves
cupcakes and all that.
Everybody
shit.
Everybody sucks, you know, except for me.
Yes,
you barely active.
Facts.
Yes, you do.
things going on in real life.
Lie is Santa Claus.
Real life matters.
Yeah,
real life matters, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't be on my phone.
I'm trying to get a job.
What's the next question?
I'm a little fucked up right now.
We all be too, man.
I mean, one day at a time.
Bird King hiring. Pull up.
Let me know if they need a general manager. I need a high position.
You went to college for no reason.
It's seeming like it. It's seeming like it right now. You know what
What's
mean?
The next question?
You got any more questions, Black?
Yeah, I got some more questions, man. Is there? I feel like. Is there anything you want to say to the? Because I feel like the people. Didn't expect to see you for today. So is there anything you want to say to them as far as your returning, your behavior, and your plans for moving forward with Brown Holy Water?
No. I'm happy to be back. There's nothing I really want to say. I mean, I already said everything I needed to say off camera. There's nothing I really want to say to them.
To the audience?
No.
You don't want to say nothing. You don't want to hug them.
You
want
to love you guys. I mean, I speak to them in the group. I'm still in the group.
You're gonna
hug them. I still they know I'm still lovable. I'm still Danny. Like the people who are in here, they see me in the group.
I had some fire just.
You got it?
Do you think you're more lackadaisical when it comes to men and more combative when it comes to women?
No, I'm cooler with men than women though. But I'm not combative when it comes to women. There's just certain women I resonate with, certain men I resonate with. But
do you handle men and women differently?
Yes, I do.
Why is that?
I don't play with women. I don't know. That's just something that I don't know. I don't really joke with women, especially people I don't know. So when it comes to men, it's just easier. You know, there's not really.
But you don't know them neither. So
it's just a different type of atmosphere. It's a different type of dynamic.
You submit to men, and then
I don't submit to men. I'm just cool with. No, I have female friends. We're not combative. But like I said, I mean, I don't play with everybody across the board. But it's just easier. Men, because they don't take things offensively. Of course, it's a man and a woman. Of course, you treat them differently. They act differently.
Why is that? Do you feel like you?
I feel more comfortable.
You're more challenging when it comes to another woman. Like you feel like it's a challenge.
No, I don't feel like it's a challenge at all. I don't even look at it as a challenge. Okay. I'm just cooler with men. I don't know. I'm more laid back. I'm not very like girly. So it's just more comfortable. Yeah. I mean, my shit is fly, but you know, it's just comfortable.
Shut up. Are you single and dating or single and fucking?
I'm single and
she thinks
no, because I'm trying to see because I was gonna say is it the same thing? I'm single and dating.
I want to say the name.
What's the name that we
had seen?
What do you mean?
The name. Remember when somebody FaceTimed Danny in the spot? Oh. What's that name? Are you dating him?
Why you
the guy that FaceTimed you in El Jefe, what's his name?
I don't know what his name is.
What's his name?
Don't lie. Take a what's shot if you don't lie, because I say
it. Are you dating him?
I'm chilling.
Are you dealing with him?
It don't matter who I'm dating.
No, I'm asking. Oh.
This is a game.
Yo.
You got to take a shot.
Yo, what's up with you?
You know who it is.
And that's who it is. I know that's really? Who it is. So if it is, tell us. If it's not, just take a shot. That's how the game is played.
Yo, the game is played like this. Take a shot. If you don't want to answer, take a shot.
Take a shot. That's all it is.
Well, he ain't taking no shot.
Danny, when last time you had sex?
The other day.
What's the other day?
Yeah, I don't. That's not answering.
I don't. Last week.
So she's fucking. That question could have been answered real quick.
Might have been last week.
That was fast. She answered that. She answered that with confidence, too. She wanted us to know that she out here fucking.
No, it was just. You all right? What the fuck?
For the year, how many people you had sex with?
One.
Blackface.
But you dating?
So.
So you one nigga?
Yeah.
Hmm. Are you having protected sex or unprotected sex?
Good question.
Protected sex.
All the time?
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a lie.
I feel like
you
it could too.
Feel like it, but I answered it. You can't tell me whether I'm having protected sex or unprotected sex now, can you?
What if I could?
What if you could?
Are you lying? Take a shot to
it. I'm not lying.
Are you big on unprotected sex? Don't you love it?
Am I big on it?
Like you like to have unprotected.
Yeah, I like it, but you gotta protect yourself.
Oh, because you want to build to it.
No, because you gotta protect yourself. There's a bunch of reasons why you would want to protect yourself.
Okay.
I mean, you want to have a baby?
Do we know this person that you're dealing with?
Do we know? We don't know.
Does anybody in like if we was a friend request? Would it say mutual friends?
No. Mutual friends on Facebook. No.
So nobody know.
Nope.
Okay. Yo, this shit is crazy. crazy, man.
It was crazy.
You got a question, Lyle?
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, you could throw another question.
Oh, I got you. I got this.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in this room that you want to hug?
Nobody I haven't hugged already.
That's what's up, man.
What year Jay-Z was born?
19... Wait!
How much time you gonna get? You ain't gonna be doing the math in your head.
19...
You trying to do the math.
70...
Wrong. Take a shot.
Just take that.
He wasn't
take
born that in the 60s.
Yes, he was. Do it. Take a shot.
Is he older than a motherfucker?
He ain't my mother age. You know, my mother's born in the 60s.
Your probably, he took your mom to prom.
They both old.
First of all, right. That's not a shot.
No, you ain't got to take shot. The whole thing. Just take a little swig of that. Jay-Z, your favorite, though, right?
He is.
Yeah, he's born 1969.
Oh, last.
Wow. That nigga in 60. That's fucked up. He really up there. Yo.
Just take a fact.
A beggar guy. Come on, man.
You got another question? I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
What? Pineapple. Juice? Yeah, get some more juice.
Get your splash. It's $2.
Are you dead serious?
That's $2 juice. It got to be easy. Lyle paid for that. You can't be wasting his shit. You feel me? He ain't your man.
I work at Burger King.
Exactly. They don't sell pineapple juice.
They definitely don't have no pineapple in that market. And if they do, that shit watered down.
Yeah, that's a fact. It ain't that.
What year was Reasonable Doubt released? This your favorite artist.
I know.
That's a fact.
1990. Shot. 1990 shot.
Wait.
Take a shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Speed that up, man.
Take a shot.
We got other questions. We want to keep it going. Tanya, you got anything?
Take a shot. We ain't gonna kill her with sex. I'm gonna kill her with her favorite artist.
That was good.
That's crazy.
That's how you do.
Don't kill me with sex, I'm gonna answer.
Let me just pour a little bit more.
Tell you, don't kill you with sex, and you gonna answer. The last time you had sex, the last time you sucked a dick.
Really? That's how you ask?
You just said that. Yes. I don't. But you want me a filter? The last time you had sex, did you get fellatio? Like,
yes.
Wow. Yo, you
like, ask the second part. Ask the second part of that question. Ask the second part of that question. So get all in her sex life.
No, why did he put on a condom if you sucked his dick? I'm confused with this. What's up? What we doing?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why.
So we are approaching the Danny not being single stage. Like, this is, you're like transforming a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Oh, shit.
You got another question?
Yeah. Danny, when did they sign the Emancipation Proclamation?
You dead ass. That's
question. Since you being cute with your damn answers, let's take you to school. Let's take you to school. Yeah. Just set that. Set that real quick.
Wait.
I got an easy one for you. Burning. I mean, get out there.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I need that whole. Just give me the whole juice. He don't need.
Take it.
Cause I can't.
You take a sip. We ain't gonna kill you. I know you ain't drinking yet.
Yeah. Take a little sips.
Take a sip. Then take a sip.
That's
of
what.
Pineapple.
Shot.
Yeah. Drink your seltzer water too. Mix
fuck
it all.
Y'all niggas. You looking like yeah? Drink it.
Get another one. This shit almost over.
Yeah. Get that cup.
This should be easy.
There was some in there.
Yeah.
Cause you're about to ask a dumb question.
I'm asking easy questions. I'm asking you about your favorite artist.
Go ahead, Lyle.
What was Jay-Z's last album, and what year did it drop?
I don't know the year.
You gotta know the year.
Why? Oh, come on.
Just Jesus Christ. All right, what was his last album?
I don't fucking know.
I'm drunk. Take a shot. That's two
crazy.
Shots, bro.
Take
that's
two crazy. Shots. That's disrespectful.
That's crazy. You said this is that's Uncle. This is Uncle Jay to you.
That's disrespectful.
Damn, fucking Uncle.
I'm not even killing you on some like sex shit trying to get your mind. I thought I was doing you a favor right here.
Uncle from Red Hook.
Yo, I know.
Marcy, sir.
It's 444, dog.
Look, I wasn't even thinking about
444. That's sad. That's sad. And I know. People take two don't shots, really though. Fans. Like I said,
it's just something to say.
The Staples Center for no fucking reason.
Yeah. It's just something to say. It's just something to say.
I didn't say I was a fan. Right, he's my favorite artist, though. I love Jay-Z as a person.
How you not know his discography?
I want you to sip.
I don't know anybody's discography. All right,
sip. That's your favorite artist.
So? All
right, take it.
I know. But I wasn't thinking about 444.
Oh, okay, yeah, good. Yeah,
we'll get
next,
into that. Yeah, take it.
That's the next. Go ahead, get drunk.
I'll fuck that one up too. I'll fuck that one up.
She's sipping. She's not taking a shot.
Yeah, she can sip. I'm gonna throw up. We'll. It's the first day. Yeah, drop your question.
Go ahead, get it.
Spell encyclopedia.
E.
I might.
N. C. Y. C. L. O-P-E-D-I-A.
Good job. That was good.
I just would have grabbed the bottle.
Anonymous.
A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S.
Ooh.
Good today.
I ain't asking this.
I know how to spell.
Chance.
Like, hello.
Spell dyslexic.
Oh,
that's
D-S-L-E.
Wrong.
Did you spell that right?
Drink.
No, it's wrong.
Spell that right.
Wait.
Dyslexic.
We trying to get her to drink.
Oh, sorry.
Drink.
I know she got it.
I spelled it right.
Yeah, I know. I can't have to get three in a row, nigga.
Yeah, three in a row. We got to stay over that. We got to stay over that one.
Yeah, y'all niggas though crazy.
Come on, lie. It can't be that hard to think of a question.
Nah. You can't get three in a row.
Yeah, that was a good one. What was Jay-Z's first tour name?
Oh damn, that's good.
This is her artist.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't do my fucking research on niggas.
So sip. So
it's
sip,
you she should know this one. This you probably was an intern on that shit. I don't know how you don't know this.
I wasn't an intern at that time. Cause he was with this. He was with Jazzo. I don't remember. Is it Jigga? Like what
his
was
first?
It?
His first big tour. I'll help you out with that one. First big Def Jam tour.
Who? What are you talking about? It was Jay. Jay-Z. What are you talking about? Talking about the one that's on DVD?
You want me to tell you the name? You want me to take a shot then?
Son, it's Jay-Z, Jigga, Hov. Like,
what are you talking about? I said his tour. The name of his tour.
The name of his tour.
Question.
Yeah. Why I can't think of this shit? Cause backstage.
No.
What are you talking about?
All right, just drink. Take a drink. You got it wrong already. Just drink for you.
I know you're not talking about best of both worlds.
No, it was way after. I said his first one. I said his first tour. Take a drink.
Just drink, and then we're gonna.
I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, you don't remember nothing about Jim.
I don't remember nothing about nobody.
Hard Knock Life tour.
Other hot seats are coming up.
Oh.
Seriously, no. Other hot seats are coming up. We got to be fair. Please take a nice sip. A great one. Pretend it was the other night. You know I was going to say that.
Fuck
that
you.
That was good, though. That was good.
You got any other questions?
Yeah.
I ain't home with
damn, all my Jay-Z questions. And then got her. Right. This your favorite? Oh, this is crazy.
He is my favorite.
Yeah, we like he's five more. We got five person. More minutes at house. Nah, we got two more questions. Are you going to go longer than that?
Yeah, we got a little bit more than that. We started late.
Ginger asked, do I shave or wax? Because y'all not asking any questions from the group. Ginger, I wax now. I used to shave. I wax now.
Can you show proof?
So you got your money up. You got your money up, and now you upgraded. You went from the big to now you put the.
It's just easier when it grows back. It's much better and it's smoother because when you shave, you gotta shave like every freaking 2 days.
Nobody cares.
Wax is better. Yes, somebody cares if they ask me. And people do care actually.
And she looking for a man too.
So niggas
y'all,
ass.
Y'all both in the same industry. Y'all both in the same shit. Y'all both trying to cuddle.
Maurice, don't unfriend me. I'm looking to see who asked questions. Yep, I did eat before the show.
No,
Danny, what is the capital of Montreal?
I don't fucking know.
All right, so just drink. real quick. Danny, just you can stay out the comments. We're right here.
Here you go, Trent. Y'all not asking questions from the comments though.
Don't worry about what we're asking. You ask questions.
You can answer those after. You can drink. You can drink with them after. Just the capital of Montreal, you didn't know, so you're gonna take a sip.
Montreal's in Canada, right?
Correct.
You go to Canada, and now you want to ask me Canada questions? Like, don't be bougie. Hello.
This is what it is. Very bougie, you know what I mean?
All right, hold on, because I gotta prepare.
Yeah.
I don't like.
Go ahead, just drink, because I got another question. Oh, that was a good sip. That was. Oh, you're being a big girl today. Come.
Chilean wants to know if you like anal.
Of course.
Yes.
Are you doing anal with your new boyfriend already?
Slow down.
That's a question.
It's a question. Are
it's
you
a
doing
question.
Anal with your new boyfriend that way the condom after you suck a dick?
No.
Okay, gotcha. When's the last time you did anal?
That was a good question.
That was a good question. It's been a while.
Who was the guy that gave you anal last?
Same guy I've been fucking.
Who's that? I need a name.
Some dude from Queens.
Yeah, what's his name?
That's a shot. I got a question.
Drake, no, shut up.
You ain't got no question?
Drink that. Drink that. Let me do my thing. Go ahead. Can you drink that, please? We keep the show going. It's hot seat time. We got time. People want to know things. You know what I mean? It's a lot of questions out there. So, just pass that cup.
It's
quick.
Mad liquor here.
I just want to put a little bit more in case you bump into problems. So this person from Queens that you can't speak on.
I can. I just choose not to.
Can you describe him? What does he look like?
Five, five with brown eyes. Shine like the sunrise.
Five, five with brown eyes. Shine like the sunrise. Okay. 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 Is there a way we can follow him on Instagram? Does he have an Instagram name?
No. I'd rather keep him anonymous.
Oh,
until I'm ready.
Oh, you
until
anonymous.
I'm ready to. I'm ready to let it out. When I feel like it.
I got you on that. I got you. Name the seven continents, please.
That's a good one. I always forget the last one.
North America, South America, is it Africa? I'm three. Well, yeah. I said North America, South America, Africa.
This is tough.
Wait, let me start all over. Antarctica. I'm drunk, so Antarctica, North America, South America, Africa.
So history wasn't your major, is what we said.
Meanwhile, I got 100 in history.
I got you.
It's been a long time.
It looked like it. It's been a long time.
I can't think right now. I can't think
fast.
Can
you just take a sip real quick? Yeah, we greatly appreciate you. Thank you. Let's take a sip. Just education.
Just know y'all getting cursed out tomorrow
educational
when I.
Educational courses. That's all I'm saying. That's all
you gotta ask education questions when somebody's under the influence.
I'm sorry.
I was drinking, but I wasn't
drinking.
Fucking
what you
driving.
Right. What's the name of the person that took your virginity?
Anthony.
Anthony what?
Damn. Red Hood secrets about to come out.
Anthony Buford.
Anthony Buford. Facebook friend. Yes. Look him up. See if that's real.
You gotta look him up. That's a fact. What's the name of the person that you fucked last week that you said?
I just told you.
I just want to know what his name.
Why you keep asking the same question?
Because I want to keep asking the same question.
Why?
Because I want to know who he is.
Why are you so nosy? Why you? Because
you finally
to
about to get a man. You. I gotta
why
know
you
who he
nosy?
Is.
It was a FaceTime nigga. We know. You heard?
You said it was a what?
A FaceTime nigga.
I think so too. Yo.
I'm telling you.
I think so too, yo. That'd be crazy.
Why would it be crazy?
That's a whole nother situation. That'd be. Why? Oh, she. Did you see what she just did?
I just went like this, like the rock. Why would it be crazy?
I would slightly judge you. I'm not gonna hold.
Why would you slightly judge me?
Have you still not had a lesbian experience?
I still haven't had a lesbian experience.
You still don't want one?
If it comes to me, it comes to me.
Oh, so you're open to it now?
If it comes to me, it comes to me.
That's open. I think it came already.
Wait. That's an open ass question.
I think it came to you already. I feel like you and Tanya got this like thing, like where y'all go, where y'all just wanna.
Tanya, you wanna be my first experience?
I'm good.
Rejection is a beautiful thing. You gotta understand.
Tanya's mad. Don't let nobody tell you no twice.
You gotta be, but she's not. He's not interested in your little wax, little pum pum. You know, so keep your little funky ass pussy.
Keep your funky. That's my line. I'll put that on a shirt.
Give it to that little Queens guy.
Stop saying little Queens guy. Yo, shout out to Queens, nigga. Shout out to Queens. You heard?
Ginger and Debbie are volunteering in the comments. That'd be a nice one.
Who?
Ginger and Debbie are volunteering.
Hi, Ginger. Hi, Debbie.
That would be a very stink session.
Right? Why would it be a stink session?
Wait, don't come Ginger, for Ginger, Ginger and Debbie.
I'm sure they would.
Mad tacos and roast
even
pollo.
She took a shit. You think she don't wipe her ass? Everybody
she
takes
didn't.
A shit.
She
is normal.
Still dubbing. She was dubbing.
They pulling up with tacos, roast pollo, Daniel Cole's beef patty.
Millie rocking. Ginger taking a shit. And Debbie just lost in the soil. Like, it's not going to be a good, that's not a good combination. I'll find you some other lesbians that like deal with it, stuff like that. You know,
shout out to Debbie and Ginger. Y'all know I love y'all. Y'all
big up,
facts.
Big up to y'all. Guyana. What is the conversion from $1 American to Guyana money?
Why would you ask me a question? First of all, that's not even right because you know I never been to Guyana, so why would I even know? Like, that's not even something I would want to know.
Why not? It's,
because I'm not going to Guyana.
Money.
It's still money, but what?
$8 million in Guyana money.
So you telling me? So you telling me that you research?
No, I know. I'm telling you, I know.
I'm sure he knows from research, but I'm saying that's because you was curious. But so, like, you wouldn't know all of the different. That's a stupid ass question. Because that's a stupid ass question.
I got a question.
Hold on. First, you got to take a shot to my question. Then you ask you.
That was a fucked up question.
No. I didn't see too much go.
Yes, you did. Because it's disgusting. Give me... Oh, you got liquor in there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's another Jay-Z. This is my last Jay-Z question.
Why are you asking Jay-Z questions? I don't know nothing about Jay-Z.
It seems like it.
I don't know nothing about
Jay-Z.
And I'm under the influence, so
cool.
I definitely don't know shit about Jay-Z right now. All the time. I know lyric for lyric. If you ask me lyrics, I know lyrics.
This is simple.
Excellent.
Research? Don't ask me nothing about research, because I don't
know nothing about research. How many kids do Jay-Z has?
3.
All right, so you know that.
He the world knows
have
that.
Three kids.
He do.
He has 4.
Jay-Z got
who's the
four.
Other one?
He has 4 kids.
He got a grown ass.
He got a
adult.
Grown kid.
Nah, nobody claiming that.
But it's his kid though.
Nobody claiming that. Nobody's claiming that.
He's not gonna claim it for PR purposes. But
if he ain't claiming
four,
it,
dudes
don't
be claiming they fucking chicks. They still in the relationship. All right. The fuck are you talking about right now?
Well, only on what's saying like it's 3.
Beyonce is 3.
No,
well, he got 3 on
he got 3
documentation.
We gotta give her 3. I don't know about 4. I've seen that one 4. Dude that looked like him, but
there's a lot of people who look like Jay-Z.
Do you know Jay-Z middle name?
No.
God damn, drink again.
Why? He asked me, do I know middle name? I answered.
All right.
What's Jay-Z middle name? Yeah, no, I'm not taking that shot. No, you can't. Because I said, he said, do you know? But I said no. So why would you ask me?
What's my middle name?
Why would I know your middle name? Exactly. Jerry Cadet?
Whoa, Cat Daddy. Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
My middle name.
I don't know. St. Francis. I don't fucking know.
All right, so drink to that.
But you ask me
Cat
questions.
Daddy,
you know I don't
you
know.
Question.
Now I'm
what's
Cat Daddy.
What's my middle name? Because you love that dance. You do this.
You know.
Yo, could you drink, son? Could you drink?
That's not, no, because y'all just trying to make me
Yo,
drink
I
for no reason.
I just asked you my middle name.
You
don't know
I don't, what's my middle name? You don't, you
I'm
told
not
me
his Hissy.
But he told me I don't
you
know
missed,
him.
You
he don't know
his Hissy. You didn't even ask him that.
He just, that's contradictory.
But listen, could you drink? I asked you a question, you didn't know the answer.
Somebody in the comments knew everything.
That's clearly the name. That's clearly the game that we're playing. Danny, can you drink?
Ginger, yes, I will grow my hair back, but I'm getting a lot more
drink real quick.
Funness.
Talk to Ginger later. Drink.
No, Ginger's asking questions.
Ginger could shut the fuck up for right now and let
Why? Y'all not even going, y'all not even asking questions in the group.
I got you. Go ahead, drink that if I can pour some more.
Yo.
We got three more questions.
Three more.
One, and then we done. Thank you.
You got another question?
I'm thinking about my questions are hitting you, and I didn't think it was. I was actually trying to save you.
You was going to ask me what? No, nothing. I don't. I'm not a researcher when it Clearly comes to people. I'm not a diehard fan like that. I like people. I like what they represent. But as far as, like, dates and what they... Nah, I'm not. I've never been that person.
Heard
you. But you asked me some lyrics, and I know word for word. So, look at it.
Got you.
It's not who I'm on it.
One question each, everybody.
You know what I mean? End it off? It's over?
End it off. You know what I mean? What is W on a periodic table? How the engineer laughing?
How did you hear laughing?
What is W on a periodic table? W. I'll tell you once you finish drinking.
I know it doesn't start with a W.
Okay.
And I'm not even
gotcha.
About to
just
kill
take
my
a
brain.
Drink, and I'll tell you what it is.
It's some type of metal?
Just take a drink first. I just want to see some of the... No. That was too small.
I can't.
That was too small.
That wasn't too small.
Take another
you
one.
You want me to throw up?
Take another one. If you throw up, we're gonna get you home safe. Trust me. We got two.
It's better for you to throw up, too. Get all that shit out your system.
W is tungsten. All right? Somebody else. What's up? What you got? Something hard, Tanya. Don't play.
What's the difference between APR and APY?
You asked him that. You know I don't fucking know that shit.
How you know he asked him that when you don't remember?
That don't matter.
She did a what's the name before he ain't know, but I don't fucking know it.
Drink. Yo, you gotta.
I have to prepare to drink it. Like this is just water. Like.
Got you.
Can I have some of your soda, please? Cause this ain't. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is your last question. You all right. You done made it through. I don't.
You survived.
Yeah, I'm good.
Tanya's next.
I'm drunk, but I'm good. Hold on.
Tanya's missing two Sundays, so your Sunday's coming up sooner than you think.
Next, the next one, right? Up. May?
Some shit. Yeah, all right, she's out of here for May because she's promoting the BTR thing.
The BTR.
It's not that.
It's a lot. Yeah, and a carnival.
I thought I was plugging the BTR. I thought
BRT.
I was
BRT.
BRT. Respect.
That's in July. It's like months ahead. Don't mix events up.
My bad, y'all. I don't know. I don't know Caribbean know shit. I know I got an $8 million house.
Ginger, you mad funny. Yo, yes, I would.
La, last question. What you got for her?
I don't know.
Go to the roof. Go to the roof, my guy.
Go to the roof.
If you want to pass it to me, because you feel like you ain't got nothing right now, you'd rather me take your... Take your question. I got you because you my guy.
Shoot.
Got you.
Wait, you passing it to him?
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He feeling it. Ooh. Okay.
Huh. What am I going to hit you with? Do I want to test your educational side? Do I want to test your, you know what I mean? You going to give us some secrets?
What secret you want to know?
Have you fucked anyone in the group, in the brown holy water group? Have you fucked anyone in the group, in the brown holy water group?
Podcast.
Have you fucked brown anyone in the brown holy water group. Podcast group? And if so, what is his name?
Somebody can say it off their want right now.
Yes, I have.
What's his name?
Do I want to say it? Do I not want to say it?
You should say it. It's the end of the show, baby. End with a bang. We here for you. What is his name? What's the guy name that you fucked from the Brown Hollywood Podcast group Sunday, June 9th?
She take Pull
up
shot.
On her. You can tell more. You know what I mean? Sunday, June 9th. Ticket link is in the comments. Danny, what is the guy name that you fucked from the Brown Holy Water group? What is the guy name that you fucked? What is his name? You fucked him. What is his name? You fucked him. What is his name? I need his name. I need it now. What is his name? The guy that you fucked from Brown Holy Water Group. What is his name? Let the world know. Speak your truth. What is his name? Speak your truth. It's yours. It don't belong to nobody else. It's yours. Speak your truth. What is his name? Talk to me.
Fuck it. His name is Maurice.
There you go. Yeah. Maurice, who? The one that we comment all the time?
Chambers?
Oh, wow.
Maurice Chambers?
Mm-hmm. Maurice, step to the podium.
I gotta get the fuck out.
Yo, we wrapping up our show, yo.
I gotta get the fuck
let's
out.
Let's throw your shout out. Let's go.
That was not what
Tanya,
I was
Tanya, go ahead.
Just the fuck out.
Shout everybody who's
oh my god, this is a crazy day today. This
shout out to everybody who's
I'm going home. In. Jeremy going home, y'all.
This is crazy. Now you owe me a meal, sir.
Yeah,
for me. I'm
stressed. I'm sweating.
I'm high. Hold on, let Tanya throw a time.
I'm sorry, Tanya. I'm sorry, Tanya. Go ahead.
Shout out to everybody who's been pulling up on me over the past couple of weekends. You guys know I'm in Brooklyn Prime. Saturday and Sunday, we got brunch. It goes from 12 to 6, $30. Gets you out of unlimited mimosas and a banging ass entree. It'd be lit both days, so come early, come late, party with me. I'll be there every Saturday and Sunday. The Guyana Carnival kits are going out this week. We had a delay, which is one of the reasons I keep telling y'all pre-orders end April 30th because I want to cater for all of this crap. It's going out the end of this week. If you have more orders to send them in as soon as possible so you can get the goddamn... Shut up.
I'm stressed. Sorry. I'm stressed the fuck out. Excuse me.
Don't make me start over because I got a lot of shit to say.
Maurice hot seat is on Monday.
No, Maurice coming up here next week.
Niggas want to know.
He's in it. No, when Tanya not here, he's here. He's coming up. He got
I go. Finish.
Nah, sorry. Go ahead, Tanya.
Finish.
DM me, bad girl ting. Y'all annoying, son. Bad girl ting times 592 mass. Send those orders in. BRT weekend. Atlantic City is July 12th to 15th. BGT BRT gets you discounts off of those tickets. Last but certainly not least, shout out to my baby Nico. 347-356-4855. Level up wash. Get your washes. The weather's getting good. Summer thotting is out. You know, my boy redid his van. He got a whole new nose on his shit. He don't know how to fucking act. His thought level went up like 3 levels. I can't find him on the fucking weekends anymore. So.
What's the number again? What's the
347-356-4855. Level up wash. Thanks,
different
everybody.
Different packages, y'all. Different packages.
4 levels.
Figure out which one is yours.
And I recommend y'all get that steam package because y'all, I be seeing the videos. Y'all should need some steam and sun. Y'all they get the germs and shit if you got kids.
I need
get
all that shit.
You need a miracle, nigga. I seen your shit.
Yo, I should shoot at your shit like that. How you shooting my son like that? I said for Queens.
My shit fucked
yo,
up.
Yo, bang out one time. Bang out one time.
Queens up, nigga. Shout out to Maurice, yo.
He from yo, Queens? Bro,
he ain't from Queens,
Maurice
nigga.
From Queens?
Is he from Queens? Is yeah. he from Queens, man? Did you go to Queens or came to Brooklyn?
It's over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You from Queens, though. That's hot as
fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Danny, though, your shout out, sir. We out here.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Like, share, comment. You can follow me at your favorite tomboy. You'll see me in the comments later.
Handsome 15 Instagram.
I'm sorry,
Craven.
Totally out of the group. I'll tell you that.
Right. You kicking it.
He's getting the fuck out
Why?
Of
here.
Why?
He's getting out of here.
Getting the fuck
Why
out
you
of
here.
Oh, it's good to see people happy. That Cookie in the group.
This is true. All right,
you got to bring sushi to the group. Sushi got to come to the group.
Sushi in the group on the low.
Oh, for real? She's a lurker?
On the low.
I'm adding sushi tomorrow.
She's in the group, bro.
Yo, Handsome 15 Instagram, Craven Morehead Facebook, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Go get your shirts, your tank tops. That tank top weather is coming. Thought season is approaching. Mm-hmm. It's very thought outside coming. June 9th. Brown Holy Water Day Party Season 3 Finale. We don't call it Endgame. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I'm changing it. Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Early bird tickets are available now. Please get your tickets. Don't not complain. Get them because people already getting them. And I ain't going to lie. I would rather females get them than these cheap ass niggas I see that's buying them already.
Facts.
So be a cheap female. Buy it, whatever. And niggas, y'all bottle up, man. Come holler at me in black. And we going to bust it up for the summertime. We going to do it right. All right?
I got a confession.
Go, Black.
I got a confession, Black.
Oh, go ahead. Danny's drunk.
Nah, go ahead.
What? That was too good. Well, that's a good question. Let it out.
Go
let
ahead.
It out.
Go ahead.
Let it out. Let it out. We got a couple of minutes. Let it out. Let it out for us. What you want to tell us?
Nah, she said, yo, wrap it up, Black.
Yeah, wrap it up, Black.
Danny want to say something.
You still got another show, though.
This is true. This, I'm sorry. So, listen. Spin. Today didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. Let's start off there. It didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. I go right into my I Am Black Success. I try to ask the questions I thought y'all wanted to hear. I wasn't ready for some of the answers. You feel me? I wasn't ready. I'm sweating bullets. I'm stressed the fuck out. I'm about to go eat now because I'm stressed the fuck out. But listen, I appreciate everybody that came out last night. We had a great time. Special birthday shout out to Patricia and Christine. Y'all came out. You did your damn thing. My man DJ Heems did his damn thing. Happy birthday to all of y'all. Shout out to my man Slice, my man Tiny, Coney Island. Y'all already know what it is. We in the building. June 9th, Brown Holy Water Day Party. It's the season finale of season 3. The team is back assembled. We are adults. We put our differences to the side, and we're focusing on what it is. We are focusing on the brand that we built and the level that we are on right now, because we trying to get up there. We trying to do our thing. We got a sponsor. Shout out to Yave. You know what I mean? They take care of us. We take care of them. Y'all already know what it is. Make sure you get your tickets. The link is in the comments. I go out into my I Am Black Success. Engineer, you get us up out of here. You know what I mean? Play that intro that Danny got.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie.